What's happening, Mac Tao? Welcome to KVR Podcast, aka video. I'm going to turn this to a video version of that. I usually do my podcast. I still have my podcast, but I'm going to make a video regarding to the matter of Reddit and my little input that I'm going to put out here. Well, you guys heard by now that Reddit got banned for the second time. I was there on the first one when I got banned. Matter of fact, it was exactly 1 year ago that I made the video how they got banned and everything was lies and deception and stuff like that by the mainstream media on the first one, MGTOW 1 Reddit. And then MGTOW 2 Reddit got banned a couple of days ago. So when the first one went down, I said to myself, man, screw this, I'm out of Reddit. And the reason I jumped back in to Reddit due to the fact of Wall Street Bets. I do have some investment out there, so I like to read opinions and posts and stuff like that with the Wall Street Bets and stocks investment that I got there. And then like 2 months ago, I decided to join in the MGTOW 2 Reddit. And with the MGTOW 2, we had little problems here and there, but it did have some good sides of it. Especially when young men asking questions regarding to the philosophy and asking advice, how to go about when they stop dating and stuff like that. And I did, you know, respond some of the questions. But the thing that bothers me is they, MGTOW 2, they did so much censorship within their own, you know, they self-censor. And that's the thing that kind of bothered me because I only put 2 posts there and I post a post regarding to this lady. She wanted more child support and stuff. She was describing how she deserved more money from her child because she just learned that her husband married a rich wife that makes $1 million a year. And I put in a community post on YouTube. And then the second one, that one stayed up, okay? And the second one, they knocked it down, they censored it. And it was a chick somewhere in the UK, I think, or somewhere in Europe. And she wearing a shirt, I am vaccinated and I'm ready to get fucked. Well, that particular post only lasted like 5 minutes and then the moderator took it down. And I thought to myself, well, that's stupid. Why do you want to have censorship? If they're going to take it, they're going to take you anyway. So what's the point of it? Especially when it comes down to MGTOW and stuff like that, it's a platform. Especially with that platform, it's run by a chick. So they should know better. And well, now they got all names. I just jump in there again. I didn't sign up for it anyway. They got MGTOW banned. They already got 1,000 subscribers already, you know. I don't know how long that's gonna last. Listen, the purpose of the video or the podcast is simple. As a MGTOW content creators, when I mean content creators from all forms, because these content creators, they make different content. It's not only video and podcast. You got MGTOW content creators that post memes like on Instagram and like on Reddit. They post articles and they write a long ass paragraph and shit, and people comment on that stuff. So those are content creators in my eyes, you know. And I figured out in this 3.5 years, almost 4 years that I've been making content, one thing that I learned about men, for some reason I did not know this till I jumped in as a content creator, that men, they like to write shit. Yeah, me myself, I'm a reader, not too much of a writer. But you guys like to write shit because, you know, you guys write me shit all the time in the comments and stuff like that. But the purpose of the video anyways, I've been having, since I got banned 2 years ago from MGTOW and Reddit and the other Reddit, I got this group, it's called MGTOW Squad in Telegram. And Telegram is a very safe, secure platform. Anybody who's controversial is out there because the system, it makes sure that, you know, they don't block you and stuff like that or shadow ban you and stuff. It's very secure. It's so secure that when they were doing the protests and riots out there in Hong Kong, the Chinese government, they tried to break in and hack it. They couldn't do it. And the Russian trying to do that, they couldn't do it. So it's pretty secure. So I have that group for 2.5 years. It's only 22 members. And I did put a link below on the MGTOW Reddit out there and a few men joining the group. So if you're a content creator who like to post stuff, memes, articles, write paragraph, polls. You can do polls. You can do, I can host 200,000 men out there. Okay. I can host, you can express yourself. You can write whatever. I'm going to put the link below the description of the video. Okay. MGTOW Squad. Go out there and join in and stuff like that. And you know, it's a freedom of speech platform that I got there. The only thing I'm asking, gentlemen, is no fucking gay porn shit. I'm not going to tolerate that. The first one who put that crap in there, he's out of here. But the rest is fair games. I don't care. I really don't care. So yeah, we got to move on different platforms, man, because this thing's not working. And another thing, I got the podcast, what I'm going to put below out there. And the podcast today, I just finished making it. And you're going to find this podcast very interesting, okay? Because it's not me talking. I played sound bites by different doctors, epidemiologists, and, you know, talking about the big V. The big V. Nah, you sick mind. Not the big vagina. You know, the big V. The real one they try to inject everybody with. So yeah, I'm going to put the link below out there, MGTOW.TV and Odyssey and stuff like that. And like I always say, gentlemen, check out the links. Check out the links and stuff like that. Like I always say, gentlemen, peace. Stay MGTOW. I'll definitely catch the next podcast, live stream, or video.